I thought it was time. I've talked to you before about the future, so why bring papers to church when it's all in that little box? So Thanksgiving is upon us in a few days. And this has been a week of memory for our nation. And I don't know, probably all of us watched something on JFK and the assassination. There were so many wonderful shows on. They brought tears to us at different times this week. And we all maybe stopped and remembered. Maybe you stopped and remembered where you were that day and how you first heard that news. And we all shared that, perhaps, in our families. And I wasn't aware that when I shared mine with my wife, Rebecca, she shared hers back with me. We were in ninth grade, and she said she was working with the class. She had some special assignment to do before the class, and the teacher got the message, and the teacher was so upset and crying, she took Rebecca out in the hall and said, "You have to go in and tell the class that President Kennedy has been shot and has been killed." So the ninth grader did that, and I never knew she carried that all these years. So we all have that memory somewhere in our lives. Been a week of that. So I decided to look up other memories and events. And if you just Google it in your computer, it will and say, give a date, and you want the historical events on that date, it'll give you a giant list of them, clear back to almost to Jesus' time. And some of them you say, well, why is that on the list? But there are many great ones on there. Like on November 19th, 1620, the Mayflower reaches Cape Cod and explores the coast. So this is a time to reflect upon that message, which ties, of course, right to Thanksgiving. In 1861, Julie Ward Howe committed to writing the Battle Hymn of the Republic. It was a popular tune. People were singing it about John Brown. And someone said to her, why don't you take this tune and turn these words into something about our lives today? And she wrote that hymn, that patriotic song. So there's so many things that come before us. And at this, just 2 years later from that, on that day, the 19th, of course, you saw it on the news this week probably, that Abraham Lincoln gave the Gettysburg Address, the 47 years ago address. Is there anyone present who can just recite it? Now, I'm not that person. Oh, I guess we have one. It would be a great thing to recite today. Let me give just some concluding words. It is rather for us, the living, we here be dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to the cause. For which they, we dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men living and dead who struggled here have hallowed it, far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note, nor long remember what we say here. Or it can never forget what they did here. A week of remembrance. There are some other interesting ones. November 20th, Nobel Prize, Peace Prize winner was President Wilson, interestingly enough, in 1920. 1962, I'm sure you all remember this, Mickey Mantle was the MVP in baseball. But more important, probably, the USSR agrees on November 20th, 1962, to remove bombers from Cuba, and U.S. lifts the blockade. So many facts that come before us. Going back to 1620 was the Mayflower Compact. It came up on November 21. You'll love this one, I think. Most of us will, even though it's been problematic. Pete Rose won the MVP in the National League in 1973. There are so many things to remember and be thankful that inspire us. The Freedom and Information Act was passed by Congress, even over President Ford's veto on November 21, 1974. 1919, Labor Conference Committee in the U.S. urges 8-hour workday and a 48-hour work week, things that impact our lives. 1934, on that day, Santa Claus is Coming to Town was first heard. In 1963, for my generation and perhaps yours, the Beatles released their second album. That is just so close to the time that President Kennedy was assassinated. So we have these memories. Oh, one more, 1977. Jesus Christ Superstar opened at a theater. It was out long before that, but that's when it turned into a major way into the theater, because I knew about it in college several years before that. So why do I bring these things up before us? On Christ the King Sunday, on Thanksgiving Sunday, as these two blend together, it reminds us that we give thanks for so many people in our lives when we look at the list I just shared. So many events that we're thankful for. We're thankful for so many things. We're thankful for fond memories. We're thankful for events that may have changed our lives. But I want us to know, as we talk about thanks and praise, that on this day we're reminded to be thankful for Jesus Christ, as we were informed in the children's moment. That is the ultimate gift upon us. And as we look into that Thanksgiving basket in Deuteronomy 26, that it mentioned there, and last year I brought in a basket and we took out a bunch of items and shared our memories and our Thanksgiving. May the good news come out of that basket. The gospel of Jesus Christ, may it appear within our souls as we look at the events that happened around us this Thanksgiving. May we delve into them, the open eyes of our God, noting that Jesus was nailed to the cross and reached out to one who was confessing. And then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, a phrase that we all know that comes from the Psalms, "Truly I tell you, today you'll be with me in paradise." That's the part of Thanksgiving we want to remember for sure. In the midst of all our praises, I want to just take a minute to say I have a praise to share with you. Many of you know that I was headed to West Virginia this week to have my cancer treatment with my arm implant. And I asked the doctor, why do I have to have this implant every year? And he looked things over and talked and said, "You're so healthy. You're an exception." And he did not give me the implant. So he said, for 3 months, it'll take 3 months for it to wear off completely, the one you already have. And you'll lose your hot flashes, and you won't keep gaining weight like I was. So we're thankful for all these things in life. I'm just one example. And I'm sure many of you have those in your lives. And we've shared some about some of our own members and people here who've been through the struggles and prayers this year. So we're thankful for that, but we're thankful that Jesus Christ gives us the power and the love, and God made our bodies to heal. May you turn to your thanksgiving thoughts, your hope, and your gratefulness, and share that with one another in church, after church, at home, away, as your families gather together this week. And praise God. Amen.